This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Panther fans. Welcome to a very special edition of the Four Man Rush. I'm your main man, Kevin Avery, a.k.a. 4MR underscore Country Kev. We're coming to you on a Monday evening with a very special guest. We're online now with Joe Person of The Athletic. He's someone that's been covering the Panthers for over a decade now, Joe?
A long time, man. You're not going to date me, are you, Kevin?
We'll just say you got experience, and we'll leave it at that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, Joe, we're just going to jump right into it here for you. Concerning what's going on with our Carolina Panthers. First thing I'll bring up to you here is just let you speak on it. The biggest question marks this offseason for the Panthers are obviously at quarterback and offensive line. Now, what are you hearing about the Panthers playing at quarterback?
Well, I think they're still developing it. I do think they basically have two choices, right? They can either draft someone at six, be it Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett, somebody like that, or handle it in free agency or more to the point via trade. And I think that's what they're going to do. You said it, Kevin. They've got to address quarterback. They've got to address offensive line. I think with those three tackles that are so good in the draft, hopefully one of them is still there at six. I just think the best course of action, I mean, if you look at it, sometimes you can get lucky at left tackle, taking somebody like the Panthers did last year in the third round with Brady Christensen. There have been other examples, but most of the time you find your franchise left tackle picking in the top five and the top 10. And I think that's what the Panthers are going to do ultimately, which means to your question about quarterback, is it Kirk Cousins? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo? Is it Deshaun Watson? I think it would be someone in that grouping more so than like a Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. I don't even know if Wilson or Rodgers are going to become available. If they are, I don't see why they would come here, quite frankly, because they'll be looking for a team that is ready to go to the Super Bowl right now. And I don't know that anyone from Matt Rhule to Christian McCaffrey, I don't know that anybody can sell them on that just yet.
Yeah, you mentioned a name. It was one of the biggest rumors blowing up on Twitter today that the Panthers did reach out to Minnesota to possibly acquiring Kirk Cousins. Is that just in the latest rumor, or do you think it's some truth behind that? Because we know with general manager Fitterer, he said he's in on every deal.
Yeah, nobody has confirmed that to me on either end, Minnesota or here. It would not surprise me at all. As you said, I think they're going to be very aggressive. The Panthers are in the quarterback market. And are they focusing in on Kirk Cousins? I don't know that. I know Deshaun Watson, his attorney rather, was in court today down in Houston, kind of some procedural things. And it looks like that Deshaun's case, both the legal and the civil stuff, the criminal and the civil aspects of his case, look like they're going to drag on, at least another month, maybe into April. So that's going to potentially, be a roadblock for the Panthers or any other team looking at Deshaun Watson and just exactly how his situation is going to play out. So, yeah, I think Fitterer and Rhule are going to be making a lot of calls and doing a lot of film study on all these quarterbacks and sort of see how the dominoes start falling. I mean, Kevin O'Connell just hired in Minnesota. He has come out already and said the former Rams offense coordinator has come out already and said he's a big Kirk Cousins fan. So I think, I don't know that the Vikings are going to be looking to dump him, but who knows? I mean, when these quarterback musical chairs start spinning, it could get crazy. We saw that last offseason.
Most definitely. And you know, coming piggybacking off what you just said, kind of led into my next question here for you. You was talking about, you know, the whole quarterback situation and options. Based on the current salary cap for the Panthers heading into the 2022 season, realistically speaking, I mean, what options out there could possibly be a fit? Because I believe Jimmy Garoppolo, I think his cap hits like $25 million. I think Cousins is a little bit slightly more than that. With us already having $18 million committed to Donald, of course, we signed P.J. Walker for pennies. But salary cap-wise, what's realistic as far as any veteran options you think could possibly fit here? Who would want to be here?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you're right. Cousins is at $35 million. He's traded. His cap number is $45 million, but the Panthers would – only be on the hook for 35 of that, which is also Watson's number. The difference is, and heck, if the Watson thing drags on, then maybe the Panthers can make, and other teams can try to make this a part of that trade too. They're going to, if the Vikings were to move Kirk Cousins, they're almost certainly going to have to eat and pay some of his salary, much like the Panthers did last year with Teddy Bridgewater. Watson's at $35 million also. Again, if those negotiations start getting hung up, Bitter and any other GM can say, guess what? We'd like you to pay some of Deshaun's salary too, because – you said it, like the albatross for the Panthers, Kevin, is that $18.9 million that they owe Sam Darnold, a guaranteed $18.9 million for 2022 after picking up that fifth-year option. Now, would they try to move him in a Kirk Cousins deal? Sure, they absolutely will try. Whether Minnesota would take him. Would Houston take him? I don't know. You might be in a situation where you're getting money here, but then you're having to do the same thing on the back end, giving teams money to take Sam Darnold off their hands if they want to go that route. I mean, I guess depending on who they got and how the money was situated, and again, the other thing too is you could rip it up and do a new deal for Garoppolo. Or for a Kirk Cousins, and then you spread that cap hit out. And then you've just got a $19 million backup, which isn't ideal.
Right. Now, Joe, in the in your articles in The Athletic, you wrote about how Panthers coach Matt Rhule possibly being a lame duck coach. Seeing those scenarios play out over the years with under other organizations, do you see the Panthers potentially drafting a young QB that may take – you know, maybe a year or more to develop to potentially buy Rhule more time? Or like, what do you feel?
I don't think they're going to go that route. But, you know, if they do, it'll be a very clear sign that Dave Tepper still believes in Matt Rhule. Because you're right, Kevin. I don't think Tepper is going to sign off on a quarterback at 6 and then keep Matt Rhule still on the hot seat. Those two things do not seem to jibe very well. I think that would be okay. We know that we said this was going to take time. Let's improve the offensive line. Let's throw a lot of money into there. You know, whether it would have to be in free agency if you're going to take a quarterback at 6. You know, who knows? I think the opposite, the other scenario that you and I discussed is probably more likely, but it's fairly early on in the process. You know, they were at the Panthers, had a big contingent down at the Senior Bowl where Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis and others were down there. About the only guy that was not there among the quarterbacks was Matt Corral from Ole Miss. And, you know, the combine's next week. So these teams, assuming there's no boycott, these teams will get, you know, FaceTime with Kenny Pickett. Matt, I mean, you know Matt Rhule's history with him. I mean, the guy was committed. Pickett was committed to Rhule at Temple before changing his mind and going to Pitt. So it's going to be interesting. But you're right. I mean, I think if it's going to be a quarterback at 6, then I think that the clock sort of resets on Matt Rhule.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. It's almost as if you're reading my mind, because I was just sitting up here thinking that, you know, we've all seen how Matt Rhule used his association, past associations with other players to bring them along. You know, as you mentioned, his affiliation with Kenny Pickett, you know, and then Senior Bowl, as you mentioned, with other quarterbacks such as Malik Willis. Just overall, let's just say the Panthers don't go with quarterback, and I know you was talking about tackles earlier. Do you see, or do you what kind of, is there any legit reasons you could legit see a possible trade back? Because Fitter did say all options are on the table with number six.
He did, and he also spelled it out last year where he said he thinks you can go back to about 16 or so most years, and that the real talent doesn't drop off until you get to about 17 or 18 past that. But that said, and we discussed this earlier, drafting a franchise left tackle, those guys are usually top 10 picks. And these three guys this year, Cross, Neal, and Aquanu, I mean, they're not going to be around if you trade back. Now, it is a deep tackle class, so could they do it to recoup those picks? Absolutely. I think anything's possible. I bet you, though, you know, this is a franchise that has not done anything to speak of since Dave Tepper bought the team. I think they're going to hold on to that top 10 pick, you know, unless it's part of a deal for Deshaun Watson. But I just think that they have an opportunity to get a cornerstone left tackle drafting that high. And I'd be real remiss if I'm Scott Fitter to trade that away. He can go get some of those other picks that they've dealt. You know, he can swing some things later in the draft to recoup some of those. I think he will. Not saying he's going to get all of them back, but boy, I'd be hard. You know, I'd think long and hard before getting rid of that six.
Right. Now, another rumor that was running a little hot amongst Panthers fans was allegedly said that Robbie Anderson, if traded, would like to go back to the Jets for quote-unquote unfinished business. Again, is this just another rumor circulating, or is that something that inner circles may have said that he said? Because we know Robbie Anderson is very outspoken, doesn't bite his tongue. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I don't have any doubt that Robbie's kind of looking around and wondering. I mean, he said something when he was still with the Jets and Matt Rhule got hired. Or no, it was before he got hired. I think someone asked him about Matt Rhule being a candidate as an NFL coach. And Robbie was still with the Jets at the time. He said, oh, yeah, that'd be something interesting. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a stretch to suggest that he might have said that. I did ask around on that today. I've been told there haven't been any talks between the Jets and the Panthers. Doesn't mean there won't be down the road, but that's, you know, in terms of there being a deal or anything, certainly we're not anywhere close to that yet.
Okay. All right. Well, as you know, one of the most popular topics among Panther fans here. You know, several Panther fans would love to have Cam Newton back for one more season, maybe be that veteran bridge to the future QB. What do you think about that? Maybe a realistic possible return, because when Tepper and Rhule reached out to him the first time, I believe 2 year and a 3 year, multiple year options were discussed, but they went with the 1 year. With that being said, do you think that could be a possibility? You know, give a Cam full off season, get some chemistry and build up. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know Rhule, you know, they've got a weird history, Rhule and Cam, from when Rhule was hired. But I do know Rhule genuinely was impressed with how Cam handled his business here last year. And what was a tough situation? Young team, then, you know, McCaffrey's hurt, all these injuries, and obviously they didn't win like Cam had hoped, but Cam was still kind of being that leader, that type A personality in a young locker room. All that being said, I don't think it's going to happen. I didn't think he'd come back last year, though, so who knows? It just listening to Cam talk at the end of the year, and he did say, look, I'm okay. I am open with being, not being a starter, but it's got to be the right situation, and it's got to be with a winning team. He said famously, as you know, I'm not coming back for no 5-12 again. So I don't think Cam's going to be part of the plans here. If he were to come back, I think they'd want him to be in sort of a, as you said, either a bridge or even maybe more of like a specialty package, like they were trying to do with him late this season and also the Arizona game. Mm-hmm. Be up for that. Yeah, I don't know. Again, if the Panthers were on the verge of the Super Bowl, maybe. But Cam's probably going to weigh his options and see what else is out there.
All right. Well, Joe, to wrap up with this last question here, for you, would have been the offseason. Typically, that's usually when we usually hear from Mr. David Tepper, but he's been quiet, unlike previous offseasons. Obviously, he hasn't had a winning season since buying the team. Any particular reasons or speculation on why he's have yet to publicly speak yet? Or if he has, what are you hearing?
I mean, I'd say he's a little embarrassed, for one thing. This program, this franchise has been, I don't want to call it a laughing stock, but it's been among the bottom teams in the league since he bought the team. And I don't know that he has a whole lot to say that's different. Like when he hired Matt Rhule, we all know he was preaching about how Rhule was a builder, a rebuilder, and it was going to take time. Rome wasn't built in a day, this kind of thing. And so, he clearly made the decision to stick with Rhule. I just don't think he had a whole lot to say on that regards. The combine's coming up next week. The owners' meetings down in Florida are later in March. So maybe Tepper will speak at one of those venues. But, I think fans certainly, would like to hear and deserve to hear from the owner, especially in these tough times that the Panthers have had. But that's sort of my read on it. I think Rhule's a little embarrassed and just doesn't have a whole lot to say about it. That's different from maybe a couple years ago, or he's afraid of what he might say.
Yeah, because when it came out that he said he was a little embarrassed by this contract he gave Rhule, we it kind of shocked us. Like, did he really say that, or is that just a rumor? About the whole contract thing. But yeah, they desperately been saying in all season, coaches are looking to get Matt Rhule money or better because they feel like their resumes justify it. So Tepper has definitely set the bar as far as what coaches are now asking for.
Yeah, he did. And, of course, the college coaching market has gone crazy, too, which Matt Rhule has reminded, he's mentioned that a couple times to his team, under the context of, look, if I wanted to leave, I could go make more money in college, but I want to see this thing through. If things go sideways halfway through next season, though, I mean, he's probably going to be looking at college jobs, and Panthers probably going to be encouraging him to do that.
Definitely. All right. Well, Joe, we definitely appreciate you making the time for us on short notice to definitely share your insight, your professionalism, your opinions. Once again, you're currently working for The Athletic. Feel free to let our Foreman Rush fans and just social media in general know what's going on in The Athletic, how they can subscribe to follow you and things of that nature.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Kevin. So, yeah, we actually have a pretty good deal going right now, $1 a month for 6 months. So basically $6 from now until through training camp. Mm-hmm. So best way to hit that is just through my Twitter at Joseph Person. I put all the links to my articles up there. And if you're not a subscriber, that'll take you to the page, and get out your credit card or 100 pennies and subscribe to The Athletic. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And again, we definitely appreciate you making time. Definitely hope you look you had the opportunity to come back and grace us again. One last thing on a personal note. You going to be out in Vegas for the draft?
No. I am going to the combine, though, in Indianapolis. So hoping those quarterbacks go out there and don't, you know, it seems like this boycott's going to, you know, not going to happen. So, the combine last year, actually the 2020 combine was the last time, you know, right before COVID hit, that I got to cover like an NFL wide type event. So looking forward to getting back to Indy and checking out these prospects, checking out these left tackles, man.
Yeah. That one is it because Cam Irvin is not it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's just once again, thank you, Joe Person, for making time here. Everybody, this is Joe Person from The Athletic. Again, you can go follow him on Twitter at Joe Person. And then definitely $1 for 6 months. Come on now. We find that in the cracks of our couch on a daily basis. So definitely sign up. Great articles, great insight. He's very credible. He's not one of these national guys that just put out fluff. So definitely a credible man to follow. All right. Well, Joe, again, appreciate the time. You're more than welcome to come back as honorary guest of the Four-Man Rush. Anytime, we'll definitely be glad to have you on.
Kevin, it was an honor and a privilege. I appreciate you, and have a good week, man.
All right, you do the same. Take care.
See you.